This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 11th, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Before we go to the calls, I wanted to say support RBN. I don't ask for donations. If you like this broadcast, donate to RBN. Help the work of John Statmiller. Help fund the staff. Ken does a great job there on Saturdays for me. Sometimes, you know, I don't put too much on him. Sometimes I put a lot on him, and he always carries on like a trooper. Also, Alan, I got the book. Thank you. You spent like almost $8 to mail me that book, and I just wanted to say I appreciate that. I've just barely got started in it, but I'm going to read that book. So thank you for sending that to me. I certainly do appreciate that, Alan. Okay, we're going to the phones, 1-800-313-9443. We've got David, Paul, Tony, Jay, and Art coming up. David, how you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, hey, Simon. Simon, I'll tell you something that kind of scares me. When I listen to the talk radio, generally speaking, when the subject of gun confiscation and everything comes up, the Patriots, they act like it's something that could happen. It might happen in the not too distant future. Guns might be confiscated. If we're not careful, in the very near future, our guns are going to be confiscated. I'll tell you why that scares me, Fallon, is that this country has already, to a great extent, been disarmed. Me and my family have been disarmed. All my veteran friends up here in Boston have been disarmed. All American men, white men and everything, in all these American blue cities, so, you know, Boston, New York, Philly, Baltimore, or Detroit, we've all been disarmed. It's a fait accompli. It's not something that's going to happen in the future. It's already happened. And some of these people, and God bless them. I love them, Fallon. But I say they live out in Barney Fife-dom. Remember Barney Fife of Mayberry RFD? Well, some of these people that live
Let me ask you a question because I need some clarity, and probably everybody else does too. I don't know, so you know, forgive me for my ignorance, but like in Massachusetts, can you not go get a permit to buy a pistol, or you can't go buy a shotgun, or what? What's the deal?
Right. Well, like the vet, for example, the veterans, they're all they want to keep their disabilities, and some are service connected and some are non-service connected. But these psychiatrists put them on these psychotropic drugs, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and everything for PTSD and everything. And if they're on them and everything, you have to turn in your guns, Fallon, for example. And it's as hard as anything to get. The only two friends that I have that still have their weapons is two retired Boston police officers, and they're a couple of great guys, and they're like oathkeeper types. But even they, and they don't really do it, but they're supposed to keep their weapons locked up in one compartment, and their ammunition has to be locked up in another compartment. I don't know how far away from the guns, but a certain distance of a. The ammunition has to be kept separate from the guns, and both the guns and the ammunition have to be locked up. But that's why I say this thing, I know time is limited, Fallon, but that's why, and I'd actually have to be interviewed if I was a guest on somebody's show so that I wouldn't be misunderstood. But, you know, we have a golden opportunity right now, and if we don't want these forced vaccinations, I call them back assassinations, They're going to be enforced, just like all this other Maoist stuff. I say that Mao said that all the political power comes out of the barrel of the gun. Well, all the political power coming out of the barrel of the gun, Maoist power, are what I call these white race traitor pigs. And a lot of these right wingers and everything, they're all, oh, we got to support the police. We got to rally around them. No. No, let it go. Rely on your militias. If you live out in a small town, rely upon your sheriff. Try to get your sheriff to deputize you. Let these big city race traitor pigs go. If they want to come over to our side, if they want to be loyal Americans, fine. But if they want to continue to fight for the enemy, then we'll consider them the enemy. And one last thing, I got to clarify, Fallon. When you hear about these big city cops, and they're doing this up in Boston, like when they're taking down the statues of Columbus and everything else, they say the police are standing down. That's like a half-truth, Fallon. They're standing down in the face of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, but in the North End, some Italian gangsters, some rough Italian men, we're going to go over and put the money on these Antifa types that were trying to take down their statue of Columbus, because Columbus is a big thing in the Italian-American communities. And it was going to be, I don't know if you saw that movie, A Bronx Story, but it was going to be like A Bronx Story. These Italian gangsters were going to smash the hell out of these Antifa people. And the white race traitor pigs, they arrested the Italian guys for trying to save Christopher Columbus. So the cops are only standing down for the enemy, for Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But don't you think for one instant they're standing down to white Americans? If a white kid, he might be a little bit misguided, but if a white boy so much as sprayed a swastika on some building in the subway, he'd be arrested for a hate crime. These pigs are only standing down in the face of our enemies, but they're not standing down to us. They're oppressing us like crazy. Any white man that doesn't understand that these white pigs.
Thank you so much, David. I got to move on, but you got it covered. And let me say here, I think the time has come for people, wherever you're at, to try to organize with people that you know, however small scale, you know, nothing on the internet, that's stupid, but people to organize the best they can in light of what it looks like is on the horizon. Thank you so much, David. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey, then we got Tony in Chicago coming up. Paul, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, Farron. It's good to hear your voice. Listen, you know my number one target is Alex Jones, and a number two is Rush Limbaugh. They're both my targets. And, you know, because Chris Hinckley is, you know, so unexciting, I switched over from RBN on Monday and listened to Alex Jones. And I noticed a few things. For one, he said at one point, separating the races is satanic. That's what he said. And I thought that was very odd. Also, you know what he does, too? He loves to do Asian imitations, like to put on an old, stereotypical Chinese imitation, which I enjoy, you know. But I just think it's odd that here he is doing these Asian imitations all the time on his show, but he never does an African-American. He never does. For some reason, in his closet of voices that he can do, he never pulls out the African-Americans. And that's what I've said about why Alex Jones really is a piece of garbage. He is trash, just like Rush Limbaugh. You know, Alex Jones, what did he do in his life? He sired 4 Jewish children so far. That's what he's done, right? Unlike the sterile Rush Limbaugh, who has no children.
Let me interject this real quick. He has a commercial. I heard it this week. Alex Jones has a commercial where he says something to the effect, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but something to the effect that he don't care in 30 years if the country is 80% brown as long as they love the Constitution and oppose tyranny, something to that effect.
Well, he might get his way, and what's ironic about it, because, you know, I'll be honest, when I saw the Black Panthers in Georgia marching in front of Stone Mountain, I was alarmed. And I remembered, who are the conservatives out there who not only are against black abortion, so they want more African Americans, but they're also for arming blacks. And that's Alex Jones. He's been advocating for blacks to buy guns and practice their Second Amendment rights. And now looky here. Look what's happened. Now they've taken their Second Amendment rights, and they learned from Alex Jones to buy all the state-of-the-art assault weapons and all the rest. And they're parading them around in Georgia. But ironically, and this was a kind of the funny thing about it, is notice the leader of this faction, and they call it the NFAC, is led by Grand Master Jay. So master is okay there. Notice they can use the term master. Notice. But here is what Grand Master Jay said. He said, and I quote, "We'll take Texas and let us do our own thing or don't stop us." Okay? That's what he says. So I just love the irony, and I urge all the blacks in the colder climates to consider moving to a nice warmer climate, ideally way down there like Texas, and Alex Jones will be at the greeting committee. He'll welcome you down there. That's what Alex Jones does. So here he goes. He imitates Chi-Coms. And by the way, just to let you know, none of my family members have ever been mugged by Asian people in this country. Notice that? And so here it is. Alex Jones is trying to bang the war drums against the Chinese. For what? For selling me cheap electronic equipment? Right? Is that their crime? And yet here we have a domestic African-American problem, and Alex Jones is silent about it and actually is egging them on. And so I don't see why, you know, any conservative would ever want to donate or promote that network. Let's not. All right? And I also urge the talk show hosts on RBN to consider their opinions and consider their side and what side they're taking now. Because some of them sound like Alex Jones in that they think it's fine that blacks are arming. And I know RBN is hosted in Texas, fellas. Do you really want a bunch of black secessionists coming to Texas? Is that what you want? So you got to start reformulating your plan and your political opinions and what you're saying in public, fellas. And we should be focusing on how to unite us whites together as a group, as a political group, and to stop this madness that's happening in the states. And one of the ways we have to do is we have to fire these pundits and talk show hosts and put them in their place. And let them go off into the sunset with the millions. Put real leaders out there like you, Farron. Right?
Well, I would love to do the Rush Limbaugh show. Hey, thank you, Paul. I would love to do the Rush Limbaugh show. And you know what is really, really sad? You know, Rush has been out a lot, and I work somewhere where they always have Rush on. And the fill-in hosts are really lame. I mean, they are really lame. But anything else you want to add, Paul?
You mean Matt Stein, the Jewish Canadian?
Yeah, right. And I forget the other one that's on. His names are forgettable. But I guess, you know, they would never. You know, why wouldn't they give? Why don't they give someone a chance like that's been doing it for 20 years, like John Stackmiller, fill in, but it'll never happen. But hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good day.
Paul, appreciate the phone call. We're going to go to Tony in Chicago. Tony, glad to have you on. What's happening?
Yeah, Farron. Yeah, come on. Give me a couple of brief, short minutes here because I'm working on something that works. Okay, I'm doing a beta test. Okay, with some signs out on the street. And I'm going to tell you something, man. If people don't get out there, yeah, about what Paul just said, white people getting out there, you don't get out there and assert yourself before this election, it's over with. And I know most of you won't. But if people don't get out there, and I'm working on something that you'll be able to go out and assert yourself, okay, it will raise Cain with everybody, all races, and it will work. It looks like it's going to work really good. And you'll be pointing the finger at who's behind everything that's going on in this nation against the white race, and we know who that is. That's the Jews. Okay, so let me just get to my point. I've been out three times during rush hour, okay, with this 4x8 sign. COVID-19 virus equals sign, semicolon, S equals hoax. George Floyd video equals, you know, equal sign, semicolon, S, hoax. Explanation points, 100% proof at vaccinehoax.com. Okay. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm getting 4-1, 5-1 in this dumbed-down, idiotic, you know, congressional district, okay, that I've been in. They know this thing's a fraud. Okay, I'm getting some big-ass support out there, okay? And I'm getting some, the last time I went out, I haven't got the hits on the site. I got almost 500 hits on the site when I went out the second time. Now, this give me another 60 seconds, okay? Because I'm actually talking about a plan that's going to do something, not just rambling on with the same old defeatist garbage and talking about talk radio and all this crap, okay? Because we're beyond that. Okay, if we don't mix it up out there, and I got a way to mix it up where you're going to be safe if you go out in rush hour, okay? And if you're not going to do this, then forget it. It's done. You're not going to do anything. I don't care how many guns you have and ammo and all this crap. When they come to their house, you're just going to pee in your pants and put your hands up, and you're going to say, give me the shot. Which, where you want the shot, in the left ass or the right side ass? Look, I'm just going to get to the point. Okay, I'm going to beta test the Dr. Judy Mikovits, 50 million Americans may die from taking the COVID vaccine. Okay, we're going to make up a sign. Okay, I'm going to beta test this. Then I'm going to get this up on vaccine.hoax.com. And I'm hoping, people, you just copy the sign on cardboard. Okay, if people are throwing out water heaters, or it just depends on what you can do. You know, if you want to go to Home Depot and get a big piece of plastic, paint it white, you got to do something, man. And this works, and it's not racial. Because these Jews want to give us this shot, and everybody's going to get it. You got to get out there. And you put my URL out there, this vaccinehoax.com. Like I said, I'm going to have this off, and maybe you want to give me, when I get this all together, you give me 10 minutes next week. And, you know, we're not raising any money. We're not selling nothing. I just want people to get out there and let people know that these Jews are planning this shot on everybody, and it's time to rise up. And I would love to see this thing get 1 million hits, 2 million hits, 3 million hits. I'd like to see hundreds of people around the country doing this during rush hour. There's nothing racial on the sign. I'm doing George Floyd because I'm doing it because I just like to just give these people, this sheeple scum, a big FU finger. And it's just so gratifying. I'm out there all by myself, and it's nothing because nothing's going to happen to me. They don't know if I have concealed carry. People are just so afraid. Okay, this BLM has been rampaging around the country out on the streets. You can go on a busy corner during rush hour and let people know, and you will get overwhelming support. People know that this is a fraud, man, and we've got to mix it up. No one's doing anything about this. So that's all I had to say. I'm going to have this thing fully beta tested and figured out next week, and maybe I'll email you and give me 5 or 10 minutes, even 5 minutes. To go over this, and I hope people follow my lead because you're going to be surprised at the positives that you're going to get off of people. And I want people to go to the website and see who's doing this to them. And then maybe they'll do the same thing, and they'll do the same thing. And maybe this can grow. I'm probably in a dream world, but I'm going to tell you something. If we don't do something now, it's over with, see. So you can sit there and talk, oh, I'm buying guns and bullets and all this crap, and I'm hunkering down. Look, I know you people. You ain't going to do a damn thing. If you won't get out on the street during rush hour with a sign that says these Jews want to kill 50 million, I'll give you the sign. Then screw you, because you're just going to go down. And we're going to go down. We're going down. This is it. Biden gets in. The borders, not that Trump is scum, but it's New World Order light. The borders are going to go open. The Constitution will be over. They're going to flood us, and it's open season on Whitey. So that's all I have to say. So I'm going to work on this. I'll let you know. I'll let you know where this goes.
Music. I got music call in next week. Give us the update. Thank you so much. We'll be back in moments. Jay, Art, and Dan.
You're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, Tony, you'll like this story. This was just sent to me by my wife. It's a dailymail.co.uk story. Police raid house of gun-toting St. Louis lawyer couple and confiscate the AR-15 brandished during the confrontation with Black Lives Matter protesters outside their home. So here you have it. This is the country in which you live. Black Lives Matter tear down the gate to a gated community and come to your house and you get a gun and pointed at some of them, which I know in some states that's assault, just pointing a gun. But anyway, you know, they have committed crimes to be in front of your house, and the police come and raid your house and take your guns away. No charges have been filed, according to this dailymail.co.uk, if you want to look at it. Jay, thank you for holding. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, and what you just said illustrates how important it is to make sure your guns are hidden. And there are many ways to hide your guns so that you can have fairly easy access to them without them being obvious to police that come to raid. So hide your guns. And there's some bad news about vaccines. I wish I had the details about the exact case, but the Supreme Court has already ruled, like last century, during a smallpox epidemic here in the U.S., someone did not want to take the smallpox vaccine, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that the community has a right to vaccinate everyone if there's a community danger. So somebody should look into that. Like I said, I wish I would have written down the exact Supreme Court case and the exact year, but I didn't. But that's already been ruled by the Supreme Court.
That's true. I ran across that and made mention of it. I can't remember. It's probably been a couple of months ago when this whole thing was underway. And like you said, it's really old, but the Supreme Court has ruled that. And of course, you know, the evening news and the media is propagandizing everyone. Every night they're talking about, you know, we're getting closer to a vaccine, or they talk about the vaccine. So they're already indoctrinating everyone to accept as normal that in the future you're going to have a vaccination.
And, you know, last week a caller, I forget who it was, suggested how wonderful it would be to live where there were no Negroes to make life miserable for everyone. And there are still some places without the Negro that are like a paradise, where everything is clean. You can walk the streets without having to worry about getting attacked, robbed, or murdered. But unfortunately, our enemies are working to spread the black plague anywhere they find that remains white. And I'm one of those people that that says emphatically, black lives don't matter. You know, I think Negroes are dangerous. Black brutality is their signature feature. Negroes have never created civilization. They only destroy it wherever they've been introduced. And one last thing, Negroes don't have a distinct cuisine like, you know, Mexicans or Chinese, other than maybe cannibalism. You know, how to cook a Negro 12 different ways.
Anything else you'd like to add? You know, there's a gentleman.
I just had to get that out of my system.
There's an author, Rowan Hinton Helper from the 1800s. He's famous for writing a book called The Impending Crisis about the Civil War. But he actually wrote a book. He traveled to Africa and wrote a book about his travels through Africa. And if anyone's interested, look up that book and you will see what he said, his firsthand account of his travels through Africa in about the year of something like 1859, or I'm not sure, somewhere in that neighborhood. And the title of that book is Negroes in Negroland. And it's quite an eye-opener of things that I would not have expected was in that book.
Yeah, I've come across that book as well. That's a good one. And another really great, maybe not a book, it's a speech given by Dr. Revelo P. Oliver. He was the professor of classics at the University of Illinois for 32 years. And he gave a speech in Hamburg, New York, 52 years ago. And it was titled, What We Owe Our Parasites. And you can find that on nationalvanguard.com or just Google What We Owe Our Parasites. And that's a real eye-opener. It'll show you that, you know, that this Dr. Oliver was aware of what was happening to our country like long time ago. And I highly recommend everybody read up on anything that Dr. Oliver writes is well worth reading.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've read a lot of things about Revelo P. Oliver. It's really uncanny when you sit back and think about how many people have really accurately predicted the predicament that we find ourselves right in front of today. I mean, Dr. William Luther Pierce would be another example of that as well. Hey, thank you so much. I got music. We're coming back after the break. We got Art Dan and Daryl from Canada coming up. We'll have plenty of time. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back on the altar. Taking phone calls. We've got Art, Dan, Daryl, and Barbara coming up. Art, you're on. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hello?
Hey, Art. I got you. Yes, I got you. I can hear Art. Might have lost Art. Okay, then Dan. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Dan. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Hey, just to talk about what Paul was saying about Alex Jones, I totally agree with him. I quit listening to Alex Jones when he came out and said he didn't even support Charlottesville and basically the Nazis got what they deserve. And the Oath Keepers basically came out and said the same thing. There was a big clash between, Osmodor in Texas. They were trying to go save a statue a few years ago, and they tried to join the Oath Keepers. What's that?
I know exactly what you're talking about. There was an event in Texas. Asmodor was there, and the Oath Keepers, mm-hmm. There was a kid there that had some signs, and they run him out of there. Oath Keepers did, and that's when I lost it for Oath Keepers. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. So we got to really watch out for all these people. You know, I didn't get a chance on the show dedicated to Frank, but one thing I really appreciated him, and he would call these shows and he would argue, but he said, you know, it's not that complicated. You have to keep the focus on the ruling class Jews, the people that control the media, the money, and that, you know, they're anti-white. And that's really the only issue that's important to be talking about as far as fixing any of these problems. So I appreciated that about Frank, and he used to call in Alex Jones, and you know Alex Jones knows the truth. So he's just a lying scumbag. You know, and I would say the same. A lot of people, Tucker's probably pretty good at kind of trying to wake up the normies. You just got to be cautious because he will betray you. Anyone that starts off on Fox News is going to end up betraying you. Even Ann Coulter, they're always going to deflect. They'll blame the Chinese and not the Jews or, you know, come out and say, you know, they're not racist. And, so I just wanted to encourage everyone to keep the eye on the ball. And, you know, I listen to your show. I listen to Republic Radio, Rents. I listen to the right TRS and Fascination, Don Black, David Duke. And that's about really the only people I respect opinion anymore. Because, for one, they take call-ins so they can hear different points of view. And for two, they're not afraid to talk about the Jews and what's really going on. As far as the Oath Keepers, all these other militia groups, the Alex Jones, the conservatives, I don't see a point for them anymore. They're going to stab you in the back. So what do you say about that?
Well, and like your point's well taken. You'll find Dan, you'll find Tucker will criticize China, you know, but he'll never discuss Israel annexing some more of the Palestinian territory, which is happening now, and it's not in the news at all. And the other thing is, you know, Iran is having these weird fires and explosions that look like it's some sort of cyber attack. That's what they're saying. And none of that in the news. None of that in the news. And, you know, they're blaming Israel for it. So, yeah, you know, it's interesting. And I've listened to people and then became, you know, where I couldn't trust that they're really trying to tell the truth or point in the right direction. Just like, you know, when people are don't want to tell who owns Hollywood and information like that. So, well, I'm going to move on, Dan, try to get everybody on. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, real quick. I mean, the real issue is white people don't have a right to organize under the Civil Rights Act, and we don't have a right as a group to representation, and we're ruled by Jewish supremacists. So that's the key issue to all these problems, really. The you know, spray painting white lives over Black Lives Matter being a hate crime and so on. So anyway, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Art. We got Art, then we will have Daryl and Barbara. Art, sorry about we might have lost you there. Go ahead, sir.
It's all right, man. How you doing? You know, I had to go to Thompson last night at midnight because my buddy was coming in out of Kansas to be with me while I recover from my back surgery on Wednesday. But we're sitting there at the Waffle House right off of I-20 there at Thompson. And my buddy's always good for getting me in a public place and then getting me, you know, riled up on a topic. So I ended up sitting there for like an hour, basically running down, you know, giving the folks there an education. And one of the things I brought up was, you know, that when you look at all this tearing down of statues and this, that, and the other, they have gotten to the point there's no education in any of these people. And I say this because when you get to the point to where you start tearing down the statues and monuments of your own people, you know that the education is not there. And my buddy says, well, what are you talking about? Now, keep in mind, we're sitting in Huddle House at midnight, or I'm sorry, Waffle House at midnight. It's a packed house. I said, look, they're tearing down or trying to tear down statues of people like Frederick Douglass. My buddy looked at me. Now, my buddy's 76 years old, 76. He looked at me and said, who's Frederick Douglass? I said, Frederick Douglass was a black fellow who lived back during the Civil War era, who was one of the most famous abolitionists in history. But these people want to tear his statue down. I said, do you know why? My buddy said, why? And I know my buddy's not stupid, but he's playing along. I said, because they've not been educated to the fact of who Frederick Douglass is, and it's become trendy to tear down statues. So they see a statue, they automatically want to tear it down because it's a trendy thing now. You're really all that great when you start tearing down statues. I said, and you watch. I said, this is going to keep on. We're going to find our way in the middle of a full-on revolution or a civil war. And a civil war can lead into a revolution very quickly if we're not careful. People need to be paying attention because this is not a good thing. When the education of the people is so bad that they start tearing down their own statues, you know we've got a major problem in this country.
I saw that in the news. I can't remember what city where they were tearing that down. And, well, it just proves, like, you know, people that study a little bit of history, Frederick Douglass was originally a slave, and then he became a well-known abolitionist, and he was considered at that time to be one of the very best black orators. That's kind of what I remember from history from him. But I can't remember what city that they were tearing that down. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's any city. Last week, I think it was the Little Mermaid statue somewhere they had defaced. Also, there was a wooden statue that looked just like Melania Trump. I can't remember. It was in somewhere. And they set it on fire.
Yeah, over in her homeland of, I guess, it's Sweden's where she's from. And, yeah, it was a statue carved out of wood with a chainsaw by one of the local fellas. I mean, this is where we're at at this point. And I look around and I keep thinking to myself, I don't even know what happened to the world that I was living in 2 years ago. Because this is not the same. Yeah, I want to know what happened to the America that I was promised in school. That's what I want to know.
And isn't it with the haste, the changes that we've saw just this year, where putting a skid mark on a flag that's on the road, they put it in the road, you know, somebody could have had to hit the brakes, but I think they had some eyewitnesses that said they had intentionally spun on it. But that's a hate crime. So, I mean, I think we are just at the tip of the iceberg of the insanity that we're going to see unfold. Anything else you'd like to add, Art?
No, man, that's cool. Have a great one. I'm still waiting on you to accept my request on Skype. So
I will do that. I see it, and I'll do it just as soon as I finish up here.
All right, we'll talk to you later, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Daryl in Canada, then we got Barbara in Georgia. Daryl, thank you for holding. How you doing today?
Hey, thank you very much. I just want to address something Jay said a few minutes ago. People think that the cannibalism and stuff, you know, they're probably thinking, wow, that was a long time ago, years ago. There's a recent video out on about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, on Twitter, just from South Africa, that they had killed an albino in South Africa. And they chopped them up and put them in a pot, in a big one of those big cooking pots, and they were all jovial about eating them because apparently you get special powers if you eat an albino, and pygmies too actually are on the table there. Of course, a lot of people don't do that, but I found that so fascinating. I sent that to Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson. I wonder if they are getting that.
Yeah, but slavery. A lot of people listen to news that slavery still exists.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of it, and Africa is the king of that. Yeah, it's still in the Middle East, too. The Minneapolis Police Department has 150 officers have filed for disability PTSD. So they're falling by the wayside quite a bit. I understand the point the first caller made about a lot of, you know, policing, you know, they're policing a lot of bad laws. They probably don't like it, but maybe there's going to be more of this because just for that reason, not only from the Black Lives Matter and all that stuff, but they're just getting sick of this policing these selective things and being told what to do and not to do. So you're going to see a lot more of that. I mean, New York police, I think their retirement's up 400% in the last in the last few, what was it, I guess weeks, I guess, and they're so anti-police in New York that, get this, the New York City prosecutors are being they're going to these criminals that are in the jails. There's not many because they don't stay there very long, right? They're out in a few hours with bail reform. But they're going to them and asking them if they were assaulted by the police, if they were roughed up by the police, is there any – and then they'll try to maybe get some body camera footage for that. So they're not worried about the criminals out here. They're worried about the police roughing them up a little bit. Can you believe that?
That is insanity. And you know,
insanity.
Daryl, what is going – all these police quit or retire or whatever, you know – what are they going to replace them with? I'll tell you what they're going to replace them with: a whole lot of people, a lot of minorities, and we're going to have a more anti-white police force than we could ever imagine.
100%. And just wait, hey, if Biden wins, imagine the resignations between the 4th of November and the 20th of January, just this year. And I was looking at this story, I think it was today, yeah, about BLM is running training camps and military type training camps with the AR-15s and all that stuff. And they're monitoring the police all over the place with their radio, getting patterns on them. So it sounds like they're trying to, you know, there's something pretty nefarious. Let's just put it that way. It probably won't happen right away, but in the future. And that's exactly what you're going to get. And I would say to them, as far as what you said a minute ago, Fred, I would say to the BLM, if you're listening, hey, you know what? You don't have to take the police mano a mano on the street, because they shoot straight, just like that guy in Texas who took out those two terrorists for that Pamela Geller cartoon thing. They came out with their big heavy rifles, and he took two shots and killed them both. So the police are not a great target, but there's going to be so little of them. And you guys, as you just mentioned, Black Lives Matter and these Antifa soy boy types will have trouble, though. Those guys will have trouble because they can hardly do a chin-up. They're going to take on jobs at the police department, so they don't really have. They can actually, infiltrate the police from within, and then you're going to see them actually be even more activist. They're just going to ignore things. You're going to see it on the news too. You can just like what Nancy Pelosi says. She said, well, that's what rioters do. Well, you know, there'll be 10 people killed on the street. Ah, that's what killers will do. That's what somebody will be saying maybe in 5 or 10 years. That's what it's coming to. You know, it's just beyond belief. And I found this Susan Rosenberg. Wasn't that perfect for her to be the fundraiser for Black Lives Matter? The first thing I thought was that, and it's a very popular meme on Twitter and everything. Every single time.
Oh, yeah, and you know something else, Daryl? The Black Lives Matter, I think a lot of people maybe don't quite understand the grasp of this, the gravity. You know, they are so powerful and so well-funded and apparently seem to be very well-organized. You know, they were responsible for a lot of the arrests that happened in Charlottesville. They combed through the footage and outed like Jacob Goodwin, for instance. That's why he wasn't arrested for a couple of months. They didn't know, you know, who he was. And Black Lives Matter was involved in that. And prosecutions are still happening to this day over that event. But you don't hear anyone show me a district attorney that's combing through, you know, all this footage, or the DOJ, of these riots all over these cities and making arrests. I mean, there's been a few Molotov cocktail thrower here and there, but nothing where they're going to give people 10-year prison sentences like they did Jacob Goodwin.
Right, and that's one of the reasons that kind of goes Illinois there. He's right, because it makes it hard for the people to go out there and hold placards and even do things, because they're afraid that the police are going to target them instead of anyone else. It's not fair. And let's face it, I'll just leave you with this, Porgo. The creator of Black Lives Matter and the creator of, well, not so Antifa, that was Jewish back 100 years ago or so, started or more, is the media. The media created Black Lives Matter, and there was another perfect example. I believe it was on your NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, I think, on Wednesday. They showed a verbal confrontation between this guy, with this white guy, and there's a few others with tattoos. They had this black guy pinned against a tree because he came menacing into their area, into the open park. So for verbal confrontations, You see that on NBC News, but you see endless, like 100-to-1 assaults, vicious assaults, even murders, like the one in Ireland, against white innocent people by hordes of people. Probably the average is about 6 or 7 to 1. You never see that. So that, here's your Black Lives Matter is started, and all these things are instigated by the three parentheses on each side, media. The media, that's the enemy. Donald, the greatest thing Donald Trump has done or said is said, the media is the enemy of the people. That is so perfect, and thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Daryl, did you know I played your clip last hour? I think he's gone. All right, we are going to go to Barbara in Georgia. Barbara, how you doing? Thanks for holding. We got music. Hold on, Barbara. And then we got Mike in Kentucky. I'll try to get both of you on before the end of the broadcast. Thanks for holding. Back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Taking your phone calls, Barbara in Georgia. We got Mike in Kentucky. Barbara, if you can hold it for about 2 minutes, I'll get him on. How you doing? Thanks for holding.
Yes. What I wanted to share with what I learned from a neighbor, the militia called the No Effing Around Coalition that marched around Stone Mountain had come from out of state because they left their cars at the Perimeter Mall parking lot night before, and their tag numbers were recorded by the local DeKalb police. I think these mill midgets have to be paid and given the uniforms and guns and the military hardware in order to show up. This is Obama's civilian militia. They, of course, were there to intimidate the visitors and the 12 park police who are armed only with sidearms. The park is managed by Dollywood and the Marriott. Now, the Georgia General Assembly was sitting there congratulating themselves for passing a hate crimes bill just before this demonstration on the 4th. And the governor is more concerned about traveling around the state, making people or not encourage them, not making them, encourage the population to wear the diaper muzzle. Although he did call out the National Guard to protect the Capitol and the governor's mansion because of all the mayhem and the murder and so forth that's been going on in Atlanta since the local police has been demoralized and demonized. And like Dr. Ted says, we're being given the choice between HIV, AIDS, and Ebola for president. It's up to us to have the courage to push back and stand up for our rights. And I saw a real quick little interview on Sarah Westall where she interviewed a 3%er. And what gave me some hope is that there are, they call themselves the Brotherhood. Of course, they are militia and veterans, and there are chapters, that's what he said, chapters all across this country and across the world.
So, all right, well, thank you. I'm going to try to get Mike about 2 minutes here. Mike, let's go to Mike in Kentucky real quick. Thank you, Barbara. Mike, we got about 2 minutes. They're yours.
Can you hear me okay? This phone is a little unreliable sometimes. Am I
yep,
sound okay?
Good. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, in persuasive speaking, if you ever have to take that for some kind of a college class or whatever, or in debate and things like that, oftentimes the goal is just simply to move the audience. Even if you're losing the debate, you're going to try to move the audience a little bit. And some of the stuff I went and looked up, I hadn't heard or read about Revel L. P. Oliver for quite a while. And people that are advocating for some of what he says jump right into the extreme and say all civilization throughout history is the result of white people. And that's not true. I mean, if you're trying to get people to pay attention to what that man said, you can't jump to that in an extreme. You're going to jerk the lips off the fish you're trying to catch. And, you know, there's the same sort of thing on the other side of the fence, the extreme Zionists. There's moderate Zionists that call and say, hey, this has created rivers of blood by doing this extremism, you know, to the max Zionists are superior.
We're out of time, Mike. Sorry about that. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them a bullets first. And God help us all.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real. diarrhea and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.